Well, first of all, we are all diverse in one way or another because we're all individuals. And as individuals, we grow up differently. We have, you know, the environment affects who we are to some extent. Also, our genes affect how we are. And so beautiful thing about being a county commissioner is this is local politics. And I'm sitting there making decisions about an issue, looking at somebody who's a, you know, a citizen, a neighbor, a member of our community in the face. And I'm listening to what their concerns are and why they want to have a decision, favorable decision or opposition decision from me. And so as an individual, you get to look at those individually. And I think I am being actually stereotyped to some extent. You know, my opponent is Anglo. I'm Anglo. My opponent's female. I'm male. We are both baby boomers. So, you know, and we're in different parties. So we have a different basically foundation or background on how we look at things. But I really want to go back and talk too about Garfield County. And I'm very proud of the employees in Garfield County. And we have a fairly flat organizational chart. And out of that organizational chart, in what's the administrative side, there are about 350 employees and there are 16 departments. And out of those 16 departments, 10 are headed by women. And those women were not selected because they are women. They were selected because of their character. They were most qualified. They were most educated. And they had a background that got them into those positions. And they did the best job in the interview as well. And also within our employee population, we're 53% female. So, you know, that part in Garfield County is very, I guess, balanced would be the word. As far as Latinos are 23% of our workforce right now. And so That's a good number. It could come up a little bit more to be equal to what the number of Latinos are in the community. I would like to have people look at an individual's character, their background, when they're voting. I just think that's extremely important. And not if you just vote on a single issue, which is I want a female there, then so be it. But I really think, you know, even Dr. Martin Luther King said, judge a person by his character, not by his color. And maybe I want to go back to a little bit to the Latino population. And as an individual, I believe in faith, family, freedom, opportunity, hard work. And I believe those are also values that are there in the Latino population. I grew up in eastern Colorado where there were migrant farmers and workers there that had children, first, second generation. And I went to school with them, played sports with them. And so, I mean, I don't see the differences so much as maybe some other people do.
If you elected, what are your three short-term goals?
Well, I mean, there's some capital improvement goals that are there that I think we'll be able to knock out fairly quickly. And one is a trail from Iron Bridge and West Bank to the new Riverside School. Right now you have a school in unincorporated Garfield County, and the school administration insists that everybody drive to school or ride the school bus because there aren't good trails to that school. So I think that's important. I think another thing that I think this year, working with Representative Bob Rankin, we can make some headway on health insurance costs. Then the third one would be transportation to Parachute. I believe we can get that transportation in place by 2019. You know, in the county, it's not just my decision to do things. It's the Board of County Commissioners. So on all those things for funding, need a second vote. But I think I have those in place. So,
last of all, what do you respect and admire for your community?
Well, I've talked about the quality of life, and there is a this is a beautiful place to work. And I've talked about, you know, jobs, and there are jobs and opportunity available here. I haven't really talked about the Human Service Commission, but there are so many caring people. We have over 36 nonprofits in that Human Service Commission. So there are a lot of people that are reaching out with services. And so that's very positive for our county as well. And our county is very diverse. And one thing that I've really appreciated as a county commissioner is, you know, I really, when I was the general manager of Sunlight Mountain Resort, I was working just in the Roaring Fork Valley and really within Glenwood Springs. And I've been able to reach out and meet people, from Parachute to Carbondale that I wouldn't have had a chance to meet with before. And so I think, the final word is, I think there's compassion. There's compassion here in our county.
Thank you, Tom. Anything else that you want to add?
I'll go back to Martin Luther King's quote there, and to choose a person by their character and their qualifications and by the individual they are. And I do have a strong background, and I have been a business leader, and have continued to be a leader as a county commissioner. And I want to be fair with our community.